Welcome to Reflecting God. Two kinds of people exist in the world, those who want a nightlight and those who do not. My sons fit these two categories. One wants a light on while sleeping, the other does not at all. The problem is, they share a room. This difference in preferences has caused woes and drama. The darkness of the room is pervasive and hard to navigate in, but the light, even a tiny one, punctures the darkness. As powerful as darkness can be, have you tried to walk across the room without any light, especially with tiny toys on the floor? It takes only a tiny bit of light to allow you to see. The depths of the darkness doesn't matter. Even a small flashlight can help lead the way. Once during a tour through mammoth caves in the central United States, the park ranger turned off all the lights. The resulting darkness was such that you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. Our world is much like that cave. Darkness keeps people from seeing others and themselves properly. Christ has come to shed light in the darkness, illuminating lives with truth, grace, and love. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.